It's 8:57 and 37 degrees. It's time to check the ag markets with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, things kind of mixed yesterday, slightly higher for soybeans, a little lower for corn. What's happening so far today?
Well, we started the market out pretty darn oversold, so the corn market's trying to come back and make a stand. We're down 0.5% in the nearby March, down about 0.5% in the December, 377¾. We've had 5 consecutive days of lower closes in the corn, and I think this could be kind of the end of things to the downside. Awfully good support on the March corn at 345. Export bookings were above expectations. I noticed, too, that China bought about 5.6 million bushels of Milo. Some of that was a switch from unknown destinations. On the soybean side, we're still kind of struggling. We're looked like we're down below the 50-day and the 200-day moving averages. The January 100-day moving average at 990, just shy of 992, is probably a downside objective from some people's minds. 985 on the continuation chart. January right now is about a nickel off the day's lows at 10.03 and a half. We're down 3¼ cents. The November beans, new crop November, 9.92 and a quarter. That's down 3¼. I think the bean market's going to try to make a stand in here. Excellent export bookings again at 66.6 million bushel. The funds likely are just evening out of positions. They've been lightly short the corn and long the beans in a big way. I think they're getting out of some of these bean positions. The meal's trying to make a stand. We're seeing bull spreading in the meal. January meal trading 50 cents higher at 310. On the wheat side of things, Brian, we're down just a hair. March wheat slipped under $4 a bushel yesterday, trading right now at 398¾. We're down 0.75 cents. New crop generally gains on old crop wheat at this time of year for probably the next 6 weeks. We've got the livestock markets. We've got hogs and pigs and a cattle on feed report tomorrow. Going into that report, we're seeing some stronger cash in the cattle supporting that market, up 50 cents, 55 cents, feeders up 20 cents. The hogs are trying to make a stand, trying to hold up here at 65 and a half. February hogs are up 55 cents. Kind of the key to things, again, will be how does the dollar react? We're down just a hair there this morning. Metals markets just trying to make a stand up a little bit. Crude oil, again, slightly higher, 52.78, up 29 cents. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.